Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen, y'all, I got to get my winter morning routine down a little bit better because it's been very, very cold where we live. And, you know, we live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So if it's in the 20s, that's really cold for us.
It's cold.
So I set the heat in my truck to high defrost when I get out of it for the day. So then I do the remote start to heat it up, thaw out the windshield, all that, so I can go to work. Then I'm wearing winter clothes. So today I finally broke down. My wife got me a quarter zip for Christmas, and so I wore that today. And then a big puffy North Face coat, which would be what I need if I'm going to be outside for any length of time. Mm-hmm. But by the time I get in my truck and it's toasty in the truck, drive here, walk right into the building, I'm sweating because of having the coat and the sweater and the t-shirt and all that. And I got to figure it out better. You know, I could have just worn a t-shirt from my house to the truck in here and then gone home afterwards.
Yeah.
Made one too many layers.
One could have gone.
And it's not like it's hot in here.
No.
It's 64 in here right now. God. And because I was so hot when I came in, it just felt hot and it still kind of feels hot.
You're just hot. You're just
Thank
hot.
Thank you.
But I do like the quarter zip, by the way. I meant to tell you that. But yeah, yes. We got to get that because I'm the same way. And I get panicky when I get too hot.
Yeah.
I'm like so claustrophobic.
By the time I'm usually about 5 minutes away from here when I've already had to let the window down to get some of that heat out of the truck because I'm sweating.
People are like, what the heck?
That's how crazy
this guy
man.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I was that way before I got fat too. I was, you know, everybody always goes, well, of course, cause you're fat.
Do people say that?
Well, you know, they're thinking it.
No. Of course you're fat.
Right.
Well, you're just hot. You're hot natured. Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Fat, skinny, pregnant, not pregnant. I'm just hot.
I always say that about snoring too. Hey, tell them, Jody, I snored even when I was in really good shape. I'm not just like a fat snorer.
Yeah. Cause I'm fat.
Swear, guys.
It's probably gotten worse, but I was a snorer beforehand.
Right. But I used to be able to just sit in a chair watching TV without snoring while I'm awake. That's the difference.
Yeah. You know, eyes open, snoring.
Yeah. No, just fully awake.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm gasping for air through the fat.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm an awake snorer. All right. So we have something really funny for you from yesterday. It is today's edition of the In Case You Missed It replay. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, we found a delightful woman on social medias. It had basically a public service announcement for everyone who is a believer in the Lord and who goes to church. This is her warning. It's today's edition of In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
This lady has a warning for all of us. Now, this whole production is about 3 minutes long, but we'll just play you the main part of it because of time constraints. So listen carefully.
Back home in Nashville, Tennessee, where I just moved from, I was going to a church, a Baptist church. At least I thought it was. And the pastor, Leon Carter Jr., he was my first cousin. Then y'all guess what? I done come to find out it wasn't even a real church. It was a coven, C-O-V-E-N. He's a warlock, a witch of sorts. Yes, I'm going to tell y'all something. If you go into church, be careful Research it. Research the pastor.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And then I love how she slipped into a little bit of dictionary.com. He's a warlock. A witch of sorts.
A witch of sorts. It was her first.
Like hey, somebody going, what's a warlock?
A witch of sorts.
A witch of sorts. So do your research.
Oh, my God.
Research the pastor.
Is she trying to be funny?
No.
Or, so that's serious. Okay.
It looks very serious.
Because I had an aunt one time that would sing all of her words, and my mom would always say, she's crazy. Like, she's crazy.
Yeah, she really believes that her first cousin is a warlock, witch of sorts.
Witch of sorts.
She makes a point. Do your research on the church. Yeah. Find out. Just make sure.
Do your research. Thought about it. Now,
I didn't listen to the whole thing because I didn't have time this morning. But does she say how she found out that her cousin showed himself to be a warlock, a witch of sorts?
You know what? I forgot. It was so early in the morning.
I'll go back and check.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so we were playing a game a little while ago. It's called Trash Talk. We're going to rank these things based on their trashiness, one being the least trashy, 10 making you the most trashy person in the world. So random scenarios, I'll let you guys be the judge. Bringing your uninvited pet to a friend's house and letting it roam freely. How trashy is that?
10.
10.
10.
Worst trashiest thing you can do.
Well, yeah, it's up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty trashy. 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going 7 or 8. It's certainly rude.
It's mm-hmm. rude.
It's really rude.
You are so rude.
Rude. purposely clogging up a sink or a toilet to get back at somebody.
Ooh. It depends on what they did to you.
Yeah. You know. That could be minor as retaliation goes.
Sure. Yeah.
Just clogging up your toilet.
But just in general, I would say there could be better ways to, you know, get vengeance. So that's probably an 8, I think.
Yeah.
See, I think that's minor. Take a plunger to it. We're fine. Like, let's do a 4.
There's something about messing with anybody's toilet. Mm-hmm. Just seems inherently trashy.
I take the chain out of the back and just make sure they couldn't flush it.
That's good. Claiming something is lost to customer service just to get a replacement or refund.
10.
That's stealing.
That's pretty. Yeah.
Might as well knock off a liquor store. Same thing.
Smoking in non-smoking areas and then getting all offended when somebody asks you to stop, calling them too sensitive.
10.
Yeah, that's all up there.
What's your problem?
What's your problem, man?
Yeah. Deal with it. Let's see. Faking a pregnancy for attention or money.
10.
Ooh, 10. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Stealing money from a donation jar at a charity event?
Oh, that's a 20.
Yeah, that's a 10.
It depends on the charity.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wouldn't, I'm not saying that I want somebody to do this, but I would have a lot less negative emotions about somebody stealing from PETA, you know, than I would from the church basket.
From the offer plate.
Now, this is a weird one. Letting your kids play games or watch videos at full volume in public spaces.
Oh, God. 10. That's just because it's you saying, I don't care about any of the people who know how to behave civilly in this room.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done it by accident. Kyle had to come in and say, I think that's a little too loud because I was in distraught because they were just so. But yeah. If you know, yeah, that's 10.
Knowingly doing it
would be
a 10. Mm. Stealing hotel towels, robes, any non-complimentary items from a hotel.
That's a 7 or 8, yeah.
Are you supposed to take the slippers? I think so. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think the slippers you're supposed to take. That's a complimentary item, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I take them every time.
They come in the bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to take
those. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
The robe, no. I think you definitely.
I might have taken a robe. Okay, I'm going to go with a 2.5.
You know she is.
I took the robe, too.
I took the robe.
Did you take the bed skirt?
They might have charged us, so maybe we paid for it.
I took a lamp.
Locking someone out of a shared account out of spite, if you had an argument or something like that, like locking them out of, changing the Netflix
petty.
Password.
That's a zero.
It's not trashy. Not trashy. Hiding your partner's important mail to keep them from seeing it? Trashy.
It's kind of criminal, I think.
Yeah. Or what about going through someone's mail if you're ever at their house?
Yeah, you're not supposed to mess with the mail. Yeah.
That is also bad.
That's happened.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, here's a parenting situation for you. It's a woman who was writing in to an advice column kind of thing, a message board. And she said that she had organized a trip with her friends and all of their kids to go see Moana 2. And one of her friends, a 4-year-old, started crying about halfway into the movie and throwing a fit, and she would not take him out of the theater. And she said, and I was even telling her, hey, why don't you just take him to the lobby? They have seats out there. It's quieter. You can get him calmed down. And then she said that all the other mom would do is look at the 4-year-old and go, hey, we cannot leave this movie. Shh. And just kept shushing him, and he never stopped for like 20 minutes. And then finally the dad picked him up and took him to the lobby. So now she's wondering, should she not even be friends with that woman anymore if that's the way that she looks at things? Like, we don't have anything in common because there's no way she should be acting that way.
And clearly she was at the movie for herself, right? And she wanted to see the movie. It wasn't about, I mean, it's obvious. So yeah, I'm dumping you as a friend. We're not the same. Yeah.
Or at least you're not going to do anything where the kids have to be involved, and she's going to just allow her kid to take over the situation. But I'm more along the lines of not being friends with her anymore.
Yeah, because also you're that inconsiderate about this minor thing. Can you imagine if like something important came down and you know what I'm saying? She's inconsiderate.
Yeah. Right. You can't depend on her to not be selfish.
Correct. And I'll tell you right now, the fact that the dad was in there and didn't do anything, that's shocking too.
Yeah, that he waited 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, so Kyle would have grabbed Brooke. Well, we did actually. This actually did happen. That's why I'm so passionate about it. We were in Moana 2. Brooks was cutting up. He wasn't crying, but he was like making a scene. So Kyle took him home. Like it was, or no, wait, I took him home. Kyle took him out, and then I ended up taking him home because I didn't like Moana 2. So I didn't really want to watch the end. Delilah stayed with Kyle. But that's my point. Like, you're not embarrassed. You're not, you have no couth. Like, yeah, we're dumping you.
Yeah, and it's just selfish.
Yes.
Because you don't care whether everybody else is interrupted or whether they're, you know, not getting their money's worth or what. As long as you get to sit there and you're not inconvenienced.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the fact that you like it as an adult enough to stay through the tears, we're not hanging out anymore.
Yeah, and there's no way I would have sat there. You're right, 20 minutes. I would have jumped up immediately.
Immediately.
Know, right. If one of my kids started acting out in the movie like that.
Well, I'm sure you've been in a situation you might not remember, but no, yeah.
My kids never.
Well,
did anything wrong.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've met them.
I mean, you see them
as adults. Yes, I can't imagine that they would do anything bad as children.
No, never. But perfect. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And Jody would have immediately looked at me and said, can you take him out?
Yeah.
Or can you take her? Mm-hmm. You know, she's not getting up.
Well, she would be if it was Moana, too. Guarantee to you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, excitement is in the air in this show today because Lindsay gets to take the first steps that she's been wanting to take to get Tech D Rob married. So
this is the most exciting day of my life.
I know. And I'm sorry, Rob, I had your microphone.
It's okay. I was just lamenting that this is happening.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get into all that in just a few minutes. But we'll do the, what's this called? Now Trending.
Now Trending.
Yeah. We've been doing this a while, right? I should know the name of it.
A couple of years. Yeah, okay. It's gone through different names.
And you're Riggins, so. Correct?
For now. For now.
All right.
I love this story that, well, it's a terrible story, but they say Diddy is getting really jealous of the United Healthcare CEO murderer, alleged murderer, Luigi Mangione.
Mm-hmm.
And they say Diddy's ego can't handle it, that there's another star inside the, I believe it's the Brooklyn prison.
Yeah, and how are they getting these? I mean, who's the source of this? I know it's an anonymous source or whatever. Is it a prison guard that comes out?
I don't know. I mean, Suge Knight is in prison, and he had his own podcast. It's like, how's that happen?
You know, I know. It's crazy.
Doesn't make any sense. But I wouldn't doubt it. Diddy does have a huge ego. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me that, you know, he feels some type of way about somebody coming in and stealing his thunder.
Well, you know, the Menendez brothers' popularity fell off once OJ happened.
Right.
Which probably. Right, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, he went, No, sorry. Was he got, do I need to turn his microphone back off? Sorry. Is he enjoying something else over there?
Those Menendez brothers.
I was like, either that or I thought you were trying to eat better.
No, I never thought
you got
about
a Twinkie over there or something.
Mm. I was like, what's he eating?
Mm.
So good. So, yeah, that is happening. Mm-hmm. Rob loves
it. What a narcissist.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a totally likely story.
They're both happening. Trash.
Yeah.
And nobody should be paying attention to them in a celebrity fashion at all.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Speaking of celebrities, there's a lot of celebrities in the news because of these Los Angeles wildfires. Six uncontained wildfires are currently happening. It got worse overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of big A-listers have already lost their homes. And that's playing a part of why it's such big news is because there's these huge names. But obviously, it's devastating. Normal people live in L.A. as well, not just celebrities.
Right. And one of the stories that got a lot of attention was when Steve Guttenberg was talking to the news and being an eyewitness, and he's been, you know, trying to help people and that sort of thing. And they said, and nobody in the news didn't even know it was Steve Guttenberg was an actor. He was huge in the 80s. He was in those Police Academy movies. He was Three Men and a Baby, that big movie with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Like, you don't know who I am? He was just a citizen out there. And he hasn't done anything in a while. But everybody's like, oh, well, of course. I mean, these people that are running the news, they might not know. They've never seen a Steve Guttenberg movie.
Yeah, very likely. They might just not know.
Sure.
But yeah, I saw Billy Crystal lost his home. A lot, you know, a lot of big names. So they're going to try to get that contained. And the conversations that are happening online are getting ugly.
Yeah.
But, you know, praying for all those people, certainly. I saw something on the internet and I thought, oh my gosh, this is Lindsay. This happened to Lindsay. And I'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you follow us at TJ Riggins Show. There's a great video yesterday of Lindsay talking about her daughter's kindergarten interview. Really funny. She told this story really well. So go check it out. People are loving it on social media at TJ Riggins Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. But I saw this video yesterday on TikTok and I thought, oh my gosh, this happened to Lindsay. There's a woman named Susan Dabber and she's in her 30s. She went on a girls trip and I pulled the transcript from the video so I could just read it to you. Explain. Yeah. She said, back in September, I took a trip to Italy with a group of women and we all got settled into our hotel. And after lunch, we were told we had some free time. So I stood up and I said, well, I think I'm going to go take a nap. And immediately after I said that, two of the women swung their heads around at me and said, you take naps? With this kind of disgusted tone. And she said, I stood there feeling like I had to defend myself. So when did napping become this dirty little secret that I had to keep to myself?
Yep.
And she said, she responded back to her friends. She said, yeah, I do take naps and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to probably feel a little bit better. This is just how I'm going to be prepared for what we do this evening. She said, when my body says I'm done, I go take a nap. And the science shows that napping is really healthy. And she starts justifying the reasons that she takes naps and how science says it's good for you and all those things. But people in the comments started pointing out, this is a uniquely American problem. This is a problem with America, the judgment on napping.
Because right, because everybody else is lazy. All these other countries are lazy.
Other people responded with that exact response. You don't know what you're talking about. Those countries, that's why they don't have any money, because they're all napping.
Yeah.
So it turned into this really ugly back and forth about napping, which is like the most ridiculous thing.
You know what? I think the mindset is the same as someone who knows how to pack very little for a trip, and they look at the other people and go, oh my God, you've overpacked. What are you going to do with all of that stuff? How much did you pack?
Yeah.
It's that same attitude. Yeah.
Totally.
And this happened to Lindsay.
It's them being, whether they know it or not, subconsciously jealous of the person that packs too much or takes a nap, or, and that's where shaming, you know, the word, and I hate to use it because I don't use it, but like nap shaming came about, because no, you're really just internally jealous.
It might be, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are jealous of that. Like, I would love to go do that, but I don't want to look weak or whatever they think it means.
Don't you nap shame me.
Yeah. It's like a woman who goes on maternity leave and doesn't want to go back to work. They get that same, oh my God, I'm supposed to be going back to work. I'm supposed to be working. I'm supposed to be, I don't want to, but I got to go. Because they worry about what other people say.
Oh. You know what? It's anything that brings joy, you're scared to release it because you're scared of the backlash.
You can't let people enjoy things. It's like, there's something to that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you think it's more Riggins with women? Or with men, that attitude?
At first glance, it seems like it's a woman thing, a female thing.
Ooh.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you movie shame people, like picking on Rob's movie choices?
Yeah.
So you're not opposed to shaming people for things that you find stupid.
Right.
But it's a different kind of shaming.
How so? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a different... not about naps or anything, but about like nerdy things. Like, it's just a different.
Yeah, whatever I do is cool.
Oh.
That's the rule.
Oh.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Let's give you a little history for the story here. Lindsay worked on our show almost 9 years ago. And then she went on about her business, got married, had babies and whatnot, and came back about 6 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about her coming back to the show, she was like, well, how are Riggins and Rob? And I said, they're both the same as they were 9 years ago, same interests, you know, whatnot. And she said, oh, well, my first order of business is to get Rob married. Mm-hmm. Rob needs to get married. So she's been hassling him ever since. And then yesterday we had this story about this dating contest that they're going to have at the Daytona 500 this year. And so she wanted to sign him up for that. And he didn't want any part of it. But he has agreed, Lindsay, to let you act as him. Not that he's ever going to go on a date, but that you could be on whatever app it is, make his profile, and then you follow along. And if you do come up with somebody that he's interested in, I guess he would, but he doesn't think that the possibilities are likely at all.
Yeah, I don't feel like Lindsay's going to be able to read what I'm looking for.
Rob, I am the ultimate matchmaker.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. I don't want to do all this work. I mean, I love swiping. Don't get me wrong. I'll swipe left and right all day. But I'm not going to like match you up with someone for you to ghost them. So I need your word that if you like them,
okay,
you will go.
Yeah. If I approve and, you know, our interests are similar, then yeah, I will okay, be into it.
Okay. And let me rephrase it. Be open-minded. Don't be like, she needs to be pasty white and have bright red hair. And you got to be open. You can't be, don't get me into a bubble.
No. Like, okay. All right. But there's gotta be enough things that I enjoy about this person.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay.
Right. Because, I mean, but that's his, that's the type he's physically attracted to, you know, but they, yeah. he's not exclusively attracted
right.
to.
Because it's not yeah. what I had before either.
Right. So,
right. And yeah. you, because we, none of us married our, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, wait, let me start over.
Yeah.
In your head, you have a specific, but it doesn't always, you know, it's the person, the personality, the. There's more that goes into it than just looks. So be open-minded.
Okay. All right.
I could have never even created in a fantasy anybody more perfect for what I like than my wife is. And I knew it from the second I saw her. From
now you make me feel, you know what I'm saying though, guys.
I was like, actually, I thought my prayers have been answered. Thank you, God.
Yes.
For Lindsay. Sending this beautiful specimen my way. In the middle of the Bayview Yacht Club in Alexandria, Louisiana, which wasn't a yacht club. It was a dance club.
How many yachts?
Yeah. Yeah, no yachts in Alexandria.
Just small boats.
Yeah, Lindsay clearly didn't get what she wanted, but.
I did. You know what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. We got to figure out which service we're going to use, how we're going to do it, because we don't have a budget for this.
Yeah.
So we got to figure that out, and we'll get into that next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, Lindsay has been dying to match make Rob with somebody that's going to end up being his wife. So he has agreed to let her use a service, and she runs it and all to bring him what she thinks would be good matches. And he's by no means saying that he's going to go out with whoever she brings or anything like that. This is strictly a thing to satisfy Lindsay, not Rob. Mm-hmm. But it could end up being a blessing to you. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, do you have some things that you need to ask Rob about building his profile and things like that, or that would help you? Talk to the chicks while you're posing as him.
I have so many questions. I don't think we have time for as many questions as I have.
We'll just throw out a couple.
But yeah. I mean, cause okay. So like, what are you passionate about?
Electronics, movies.
Next left, swipe left.
Video games.
Left.
Okay. What is your perfect weekend?
Playing a lot of games, board games, watching some TV shows, some movies, maybe going to the movie theater, going to dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. I would put hiking for that one.
Please
yeah.
don't. No.
What are your relationship deal breakers?
I don't know that I have very many, but there are probably plenty that they'll have against me.
Yeah, I think you've just nailed a couple of them already.
Electronics,
video games, board right. games.
No, yeah, sure. I don't think there are any for me, really.
Are you religious? That's important. Because you got to know what, you know, yeah, where they stand.
Somewhat, but not really.
Okay. How many... I'm going to need you to change that answer too. We'll talk about that later. Okay.
Yeah, we need to have him on a matchmaking service with the Lord. Yeah. He needs to be swiping on the Lord.
Christian mingle.
What makes you proud about yourself?
I don't know that I am proud of myself.
You a damn lot. Listen, you're going to the gym. I can answer that. You're eating it clean. You're going to the gym.
Well, I'm not eating that clean. You saw it. Eating Oreos yesterday, so
cleanish.
But he's very confident in his vocal ability and singing.
That's true.
You have a good work ethic.
He thinks he's handsome.
Yeah. Who is your celebrity crush?
Lindsay Lohan when I was younger, and now again, but not like
Parent Trap.
In between, she was the same age as me, so yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying when you were a kid.
Yeah, I was making sure that people knew I wasn't watching the Parent Trap now.
Whoa.
Oh my God, that Lindsay Lohan.
I know, but you made me better than two of them.
So Lindsay Lohan, as far as looks, is your big celebrity crush.
That's where it started, for sure.
Okay. I'm sure I'll think of a lot more.
Oh, great.
But, you know, this is going to take some time. Actually, I'll have it done by the end of the day.
Yeah. This is all she's going to do now.
Yeah, she'll skip her nap today. Yeah. That's how serious it is.
And she's posing as Rob on this? That's what how I this is going to work?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's going to fill out the bio and then swipe and stuff. So
he doesn't want to put any work into it.
Okay. Right.
And it's not catfishing if the person's aware of...
Sure.
You know. Right, so and I'm using the same pictures and everything.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It'll be great.
Be
more TJ and Riggins coming up.